there is a battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party right now. Would you say that you subscribe to the political beliefs of the Tea Party?
You know, as a fifth-generation Montanan, the values that I have been passed down to me are values that believe that we need more jobs, we need less government, that we need to be able to live within our means. And I'm just not a big fan of labels in politics. I think it is something that that opponents try to do to put people in boxes. But at the end of the day, when you go back to Washington, you represent a million Montanans, and that's what I strive to do every day.
Outside of labels, the tenets that you just described, would you see those as being a part of the Tea Party message, the overall Tea Party set of ideals? Do you subscribe to those?
As I travel across the state, I find that Montanans want more jobs, they want less federal intrusion in their lives and less government. They want to make sure we have a government that has a balanced budget, that doesn't keep spending more than it takes in. That's what I hear from Montanans.
If I were to ask it as a yes or no question, then do you subscribe to the political beliefs of the Tea Party? How would you answer
that? It's important that we not put labels on people. And what's important is what you stand for on the issues. And as people have seen me serve back in Washington over the last year, you can't put leaders in boxes. And I think it's not a good thing in this country to try to put labels on our leaders. I think you have to take a look at where do they stand on the issues and have discussions on individual issues rather than try to label and put them in one particular box.
So that's like a yes, no, yes, no, no, yes. President Obama says for a budget deal to be agreed to here in January that some tax loopholes need to be closed. Under what circumstances would you support tax increases?
I'm not going to support tax increases. As I've been back in Washington for a year, I'm saying that the problem is not that we do not have enough revenue. The problem is we have too much spending. The United States federal government will take in over $3 trillion of revenue. It's an all-time record revenue year in the history of our government. The problem is our spending is increasing faster than our revenues are coming in. So we're going to keep the focus on spending as well as growth. You know, for every 1% growth in our GDP, we can see $3 trillion of deficit reduction over the next 10 years. So the message needs to be, let's find ways to grow the economy. We'll increase revenues, not by tax increases, but by creating more taxpayers and a growing economy. And that's what we've seen happen here, why our revenues are at record levels right now. So we're starting to see some modest growth in this economy. People are paying more taxes, not because rates went up, but because we're starting to see some economic growth.
You talked for several minutes in your speech about the Affordable Care Act. Is trying to dismantle and repeal Obamacare still a realistic goal?
Well, I think we should repeal the law. It's a law that's over 2,000 pages thick. What Montanans are seeing is the more they get into this law, the more they're seeing they're losing their insurance. Premiums are going up. Deductibles are going up. I'm getting literally hundreds and hundreds of stories pouring into my office right now about the harmful effects of Obamacare.
How can it be done, though? How can it be repealed?
It can be repealed through having the votes in the United States Senate and the White House. So it's going to take an act of Congress to do that. So, we're already starting to see many of the Democrats now concerned about what's going on with Obamacare. The people of America are very concerned, upset about this law. And so hopefully maybe we'll get some bipartisan cooperation here with Obamacare, because I think now that it's being implemented, we're starting to see the harmful effects that we've been talking about for months. Now it's coming to fruition here in the American people's living rooms and kitchens as they're seeing their health care policies canceled.
Your campaign has already raised over $1.3 million. How much money is needed for you to win the race?
I don't know. There's too much money in politics. I realize that. And we're not sure exactly how much it will take to run this race. Senate races are expensive. They are all over the country. They tend to nationalize. And we'll kind of see. It really will depend on what the dynamic of this race, how it becomes, if it becomes a national race or not. If it nationalizes, it'll become a very expensive race, unfortunately.
You think in the plus 2 million plus?
It'll be in the millions of dollars. That's where these races typically shake out based on history.